Joe Biden launches campaign based on Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax. By Joel B. Polak on April 25, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden launched his third presidential campaign on Thursday by referring to a debunked claim that President Donald Trump referred to neo-Nazis in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 2017 as very fine people. In a 3.5-minute YouTube video, Biden cited the August 2017 riots as his primary motivation for running against Trump, presenting a version of events that even a CNN contributor has declared to be fraudulent. After referring to the town's historic role, including Thomas Jefferson, a slave owner, he added, "Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years," followed by footage of a neo-Nazi procession. Biden noted that the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville were chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard in the 30s. He then added that they were met by a courageous group of Americans, and a violent clash ensued. Among that courageous group of Americans were left-wing Antifa extremists who specifically came to Charlottesville to cause violence, and whom even Nancy Pelosi later condemned after they caused another riot. Biden then cited the debunked Very Fine People claim. "And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides?" With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. "And in that moment, I knew that the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime." What Biden said is completely untrue, as the transcript of Trump's press conference about Charlottesville shows. Trump was referring to protesters against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, as well as to nonviolent left-wing protesters against racism, and specifically excluded the neo-Nazis from very fine people, emphasis added. Reporter: "The neo-Nazis started this thing. They showed up in Charlottesville." Trump: "Excuse me, they didn't put themselves down as neo-Nazis. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name." Reporter: "George Washington and Robert E. Lee are not the same." Ironically, Biden has his own record of racism to confront. CNN recently exposed how Biden courted the support of segregationists in the 1970s in a campaign to resist busing, the mandatory radical integration of schools. In 2007, Biden infamously called Barack Obama the first mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy when commenting on his candidacy, long before being invited to join the ticket. In 2012, on the campaign trail, he told a largely black audience that Republicans wanted to put y'all back in chains. And since then, Biden has joined other Democrats in courting the support of racist and anti-Semite Al Sharpton. Biden continued his video by declaring, "If we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen." He also said Trump threatened our very democracy, an apparent reference to another recently debunked hoax, namely, the false claim that Trump colluded with Russian efforts to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. The former vice president apparently planned to launch his campaign directly in Charlottesville this week, but local leaders objected because some residents were unhappy about the scene, a tragedy the city would prefer to forget being used as a campaign launch backdrop, the Washington Examiner reported. Some also viewed the move as disrespectful and capitalizing on the death of activist Heather Hare, 32, who was murdered by a neo-Nazi there. It is unclear why Biden chose to run on a divisive racial hoax, even one that remains dogma among many on the left. Biden may feel vulnerable in a Democratic Party now dominated by identity politics. Indeed, the Associated Press reported Thursday that some women of color were frustrated by his candidacy. Nevertheless, the fact that Biden is running on an inflammatory, fearful hoax invites questions about who is really trying to divide Americans. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.